FAO and WFP, that is the World Food Program, are the UN nations actually that have benefited from a $3 million that the Japan has generously given to these two organizations. And this was based on the fact that there has been issues with farmers calling their local authorities and complaining about this problem.
And in what ways is this funding going to help contain the problem of these armyworms?
With this funding, we will be able to quickly train farmers, starting from training, what we call training of trainers, at the national level, state level, and community level, you know, cascading it down to the farmers, to teach them how do you identify four armyworm, how do you differentiate it from things like, you know, another armyworm called the African armyworm, so that when they have this problem in their feed, they are able to report it accurately. But not only that, we will be able to do training and mass campaign with this money, getting to the farmers at every nook and cranny of the country to tell them about the ecology, how the organism live in the environment, and what they can already be doing. With this money, we are able to take this to the farmer so that in the next cropping season, the farmer is already able to identify that, yes, this is a problem, and this is what I need to do immediately to alleviate the problem. As well, this money is able to help us to actually respond directly to the households that are affected by this armyworm by giving them what they call food for support to build their resilience to this problem.
Right. As an armyworm expert, can you suggest some methods for the ordinary farmer who's listening to us now? What can you do in order to address this situation of armyworms?
You have the farmers, they can already go to the feed, do scouting of their crop, and when they see eggs, through the training we are going to give, that they are able to identify the eggs, they are able to identify the different stages of the insect, when they see the insects, when they see the eggs or the larvae, they can mechanically crush them. And that will help to reduce the infestation. Any plant that is heavily infested can be destroyed so that you don't have that moving to other plants that are already okay. They can also already, they can use what they call miscropping. Like I mentioned before, some of this has to be tested here. However, they have been used in Mesoamerica. So they can ensure that instead of planting just maize, the good thing is that in the African system, we always plant so many things. So that will help because it does discourages laying of egg in the plant. And this is an aspect also is to tell the farmers, yes, this problem is there, but don't panic too much because maize can actually compensate for damage. So just because you see a plant, a maize plant, that has some damage from four armyworm, shouldn't tell you to go and be spraying chemical or get panic. No, don't do that because you just need to report it to the authorities, the local authorities responsible, the Ministry of Agriculture, and the information we get to us, we know how to help, or to the local presence of the NGOs who are also working in these areas, in the area of agriculture. And because taking that panic mode of spraying any chemical they see will not help. What it will do, it will affect their heads, it will affect the environment, and it will also kill off the natural enemies that could actually help to naturally suppress these pests.